Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Hundreds of residents in the Bellmead Highlands neighborhood have brought legal action that Chiquot Estate and Garden says could shut it down. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports Chiquot launched a petition in response that gained 20,000 signatures in the first 2 days.
Beyond enjoying an elegant garden, people go to Chiquot for education, concerts, and weddings. Sometimes that creates heavy traffic, and the garden has just one entryway through neighborhood streets. That has led to friction with Chiquot's neighbors that has dragged on for years. It's at the heart of this legal tussle. Attorney Chanel Atchison says nearby residents don't feel safe outside during peak traffic.
They would like to be able to walk their dogs, to ride their bikes safely in their neighborhood.
Atchison is representing hundreds of residents called Neighbors for Safety in legal action against Chiquot. They're targeting a pressure point, Chiquot's permission to host major events that draw in crowds at a set time, like a concert. So the issue has been framed around halting construction of a parking garage. But really, Atchison says,
the main issue is to get the traffic caused by Chiquot to come from Highway 100.
A 2024 consultant's report found 5 pathways to divert traffic. Atchison says 4 of them are quite suitable. But Chiquot has only publicly supported the option for a shared driveway, one built through the Warner Park Forest that would branch into the park's golf course. Here's CEO Jane McLeod.
We absolutely support a highway shared use access drive.
That proposal has faced its own legal and community pushback and questions over funding. But anyhow, McLeod says the neighborhood group's legal challenge has the potential to shutter Chiquot.
If it was affected, it would literally close our doors.
In response, Chiquot launched a petition Tuesday to block it. About 20,000 people signed on in the first 2 days. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
A proposal to build a data center near the Nashville Zoo has drawn hundreds of thousands of critics. The Tennessean reports lawyers for the Southern Environmental Law Center say constant mechanical noise from cooling equipment and backup systems could disrupt breeding and other normal behaviors protected under the Endangered Species Act. That's especially true for clouded leopards. The species is notoriously difficult to breed.